A large 3-million-gallon storage tank for the byproduct of chicken waste near Hebron has raised an outcry from local residents. In our second segment, we begin with issues raised by the local environmentalists. This is Don Rush. Edmund Biff Burns is owner of the facility, and he notes that he has built a glass-fused storage tank to make it environmentally safe. In addition, the tank does have a naturally occurring crust to keep the odors from escaping. The trade group Delmarva Chicken Association says that the tanks are an environmental necessity. But Madeline Adams, president-elect of the Wicomico Environmental Trust, is also concerned about overflow from the heavy rainfall. And while it is not located in an environmentally critical area, she said,
if we get a heavy rainstorm, it can overflow the top, which is not covered, and there's no berm protecting the outside from flowing into the ditches nearby and straight into Robostico Creek and the Wicomico River and the bay.
Around 60% of Burns' property, where he uses what is called soil amendment, borders Robostico Creek, which is reported to be within the critical areas for waterways that run into the Chesapeake Bay. Judith Stribling, professor emerita at Salisbury University, points to another potential problem with the material leaching into the local aquifer.
The aquifer is not completely confined, and in that particular part of the county, it is actually considered to be at risk of contamination.
In addition, there are concerns by residents that trucks hauling the slurry are beating up the small two-lane highways that run through the area. Residents point to Riggins Road, where we took a drive.
Most of it's smooth, but then you get to a portion of the highway which is fairly bumpy. And you can see here a patch right there. There's a large semi that's coming in our direction. We tend to slow down here. He is off on one side as well. As we try to make the curve around here, it's a really sort of a country kind of road. Then you know that, of course, this is going to be a difficult road for any large truck, any large vehicles to drive down.
Local resident Kenny Robinson says he's seen several thousand trucks at the facility, and he knows that the roads are not designed to take that kind of heavy traffic.
And if the poor truck driver that's driving for him gets 2 inches too far, he's done. Yeah. I mean, he's going in the ditch, and there's nothing he can do about it.
The conflict over the tank and the spreading of the slurry on nearby farms was dropped into the lap of Wicomico County Council member Nicole Ackley, who replaced Mark Kilmer, who decided to leave the job. She was confronted by the local residents who expressed concerns over the tank and the slurry's use on the fields.
I personally had children that were on the west side of town that were in a school where they had been spreading this in previous years, and it had health impacts on the kids that were in there. They had to be sent home. So I was very concerned when I heard that they were actually going to be doing this again in a residential area.
Applications for such facilities are handled by the county executive, which said it only took into account the structure, not any potentially objectionable contents. Ackley notes that there is a moratorium on any further tanks, and she's looking to the current county executive to take a look at the issue again.
I think that the county executive office is really going to need to take a closer look at this, especially with the, like I said, the increased traffic. There's a lot of questions, I think, behind this, and really doing a follow-up on the accuracy of the permits that were obtained just to make sure that they're obtained correctly and followed the correct process.
She says she is a strong supporter of agriculture, but is concerned about the residents' complaints. But for now, the trucks have begun to roll and pick up the slurry on their way to the farms for its use. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.